Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got a long way to go and a short time to get there, and I promised to start getting into more of the news and breaking it down, and I will do that as soon as I've talked to Barney, Brian, Eric, Laura, and Gil, at least that group of callers that have been holding the longest. And then I'm getting into the news, and let me tell you, the news says a lot. The news says more with a story than what is just on the surface. The fact that the mainstream media admits we're now in a depression, that's bad. That's why I haven't covered it in 2 hours. An issue this big, it's just unbelievable. We're going to have a 20-year-long depression. And at the end of that, it only gets worse. The globalists are destroying our society right in front of us, and they're getting away with it. Yeah, a lot of people are getting upset and are waking up, and, oh, Alex Jones is bigger than ever and growing exponentially. And so what? I feel like a sack of crap. And I shouldn't even get up here on air and say that. It's not that I can't handle the responsibility. It's just that I cannot believe that I'm in this position, and it makes my brain hurt to focus on it. I don't know how to explain it. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of looking at Barack Obama. I'm sick of looking at the Republicans. I'm sick of looking at the heads of these oil companies, these bankers. Mao Zedong's on the Infowars.com front page. Makes me want to throw up looking at that demonic chipmunk. I'm just sick of thugs and trash and liars. I want them out of my life. And I can't believe how stupid people are out there that serve this system who love petty power trips. I just don't like evil. I'm gonna be flat out honest with you. And I can't believe that I'm a good guy. I always grew up thinking I was bad and then I was evil because I had bad thoughts and I was aggressive. But that's just being a man. At least I'm not a snake who stabs people on the back. I'm sorry. I said I'm going to take your calls. America is dying, folks. I don't know how else to say it. I can hardly do the show. Barney, we got about a minute and a half. I'm going to come back with our callers. Finish up your points. You're saying somebody you know just won a primary with only $20,000. Everybody who's seen as an incumbent or as an establishment person is losing. Everyone who's seen as a patriot is winning, and that is very positive news. So I should be more positive. Go ahead.
I want to let you know that it is. He was one of the founding members of the Minutemen movement, which was to get the national attention on the problem of the border, which it did. The media, of course, spinned it and played the race card. I work in Hispanic media and speak Spanish, so I saw that happen. I would hear the stories from him and then see it on the news, and it was totally different. But either way, 3 months ago, he decided, he got fed up, and only 3 months before the primary, he decided to run, and there's 500,000 people in that district, which is part of Los Angeles County and San Bernardino County, and there's only 80 districts in California. So it's kind of the closest opponent spent $160,000, and the establishment opponent who got all the support only got 10% of the vote. So he got about 30% of the vote, but I wanted to inspire other people because even me, I'm now inspired. I've never been into politics, but, you know, to get a real patriot, I think we should start at the state level instead of like Deborah Medina.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And people have got to see themselves as the leader. It doesn't mean you have all the answers. Doesn't mean you're not going to make mistakes. It's just you got to get up and take action. Great call. I appreciate that information. Barney, send me the contact info for that person. I'd like to get them on. Brian, Eric, Laura, Gil, others, your calls are straight ahead. We're also going to start simulcasting the balance of the last 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv right now.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, the last 2 hours of this July 5th, 2010 Monday edition are simulcasting right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the next 2 hours, and we're going to cover a ton of news, like Dow repeats Great Depression pattern. That's what we've been telling you for 2 years. It took them 2 to 3 years to admit they were in a depression in 1929 to 1933. The same bankers ran that scam. So we're going to break that down. Also, with the U.S. trapped in depression, this really is starting to feel like 1932. London Telegraph. You know about the New York Times last week, the third depression. Why are they suddenly all reporting the truth? The truth so far. So far as, yeah, we're really in a depression, but not who's behind it, how do we get out of it? How do we bring those behind it to justice so that they don't keep doing it in the future? I'm going to go to your calls, but I want to just say this simply and succinctly right now, and I'm going to get back into it later. It isn't enough to throw out every incumbent. It isn't enough to just educate yourself on the fact that there is a world government and there are offshore private banks that are robbing us. People have to also really grow up and face the facts, even if it is horrifying, that the controllers of this planet are eugenicists and that they are poisoning our water and our food and our air by design to introduce chemicals and toxins into our food chain that will lower our standard of living, our quality of life, that will cause degenerative diseases that they can then make money off of treating them in the future, and that will ultimately basically sterilize the majority of the population. This is their stated goal, and this is clearly what they are doing. All right, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Brian in Tennessee. Go ahead, Brian. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How's it going, buddy?
Good, sir.
Just wanted to, I don't have any information about the Gulf, but I have something important. I want to talk to you about the Patriot Act, which will definitely come into effect if they start evacuating millions of people and seizing guns. Yesterday I was laying in bed and I was reading the Constitution, and I couldn't believe it. My jaw about fell out when I was reading the 10th Amendment. And then I looked at the 9th Amendment, and it just suddenly dawned on me that the Patriot Act is no more genuine than a $3 bill, and that the only reason that the thing can exist is because most of the American people are ignorant of their rights in the Constitution, and they're intimidated and they don't question anything. But on its own legs, it's not a valid law. For instance, in the Fourth Amendment, you know, it talks about how you can't have any unlawful searches and seizures, and the Patriot Act obviously extends more of that to the government, so that where they can come.
And the system lied and said that sneak and peek and all the rest of that wouldn't be used on citizens, and it has been, and now they use it in regular law enforcement. Absolutely, it was written for the American people. And the Patriot Act conservatively nullifies 5 of the 10 articles in the Bill of Rights.
But it says plainly, here's the thing, this is what's so crazy. It says in the Ninth Amendment, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So you cannot take any of the rights in the Constitution from the people. It's there in plain black and white. In the
yes, the Ninth Amendment is probably the most important amendment there.
And then it further, in the Tenth Amendment just further expounds on it and says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So, I mean, I don't understand. It's so cut and dry. How can we have
Listen, it's cut and dry that the government can't just say we'll kill U.S. citizens anywhere we want in the United States or worldwide if someone in the Pentagon or White House thinks they might be a terrorist. And people say, well, we got to get tough on the terrorists. Then you go research who the terrorists are. 99% of the time, literally, it is a staged government event. And, of course, you don't let the government just arrest and take away anybody they want to a dungeon. I mean, of course, that's the greatest threat, not some turbaned guy who wants to blow up a school, even if that turbaned guy actually exists, which in most cases they don't. There is some real Muslim terrorist out there from the research I've done, but most of it is government, and most of the real stuff is basically copycat from the government stuff. And, you know, this is an elementary statement you're making, Brian, but it's also very profound. That's why I'm dumbfounded so much, is this is openly treason. It is openly criminal. But the government knows they're doing that. I mean, listen, having the military running checkpoints all over the country with local police and training with foreign troops to take on the American people, and the federal government secretly training tens of thousands of preachers, now on record. I mean, this was secret when we first reported it. Now it's, oh, yes, the government's working secretly with preachers to prepare their flocks to go to FEMA camps. I mean, how creepy is that? If you go watch The Running Man from the mid-1980s, it's like, where's my brother? Oh, he was permanently detained. You know, you go watch Firefox, like I said in the first hour with Clint Eastwood, from the late 1970s, and he goes to visit Russia, and they search his bags, and he's shocked by the incredible police state. I mean, again, we are living in the Soviet Union. And so secret arrest is being promoted. Shutting down free speech is being promoted. taking everybody's bank accounts, not giving people money. I mean, in the last week, I've seen all these mainstream media reports put it out there. Oh, I guess the health care bill didn't cover pre-existing conditions and those with really bad conditions. Oh, it does cut your benefits and raise your taxes. Oh, and see, they don't care if you find out Obama's a liar and his approval rating, you know, drops like the approval rating of gonorrhea, because they'll just put a new puppet in. This was all meant to happen. And the whole fake debate. I mean, and to see our fellow Americans buying this hook, line, and sinker. Anything else, Brian?
Yes, sir. My frustration is much like yours, but it seems to me, I mean, am I wrong in saying that the power from these so-called laws and acts like the Patriot Act, they get their power from the ignorance of the 99% of the American people? In other words, if 300 million Americans realized the 9th and 10th Amendments and what they meant, that the Patriot Act would simply just fall apart like a house of cards?
Exactly. I appreciate your call. That's why I had the idea and threw it out over 8 years ago on air, and then others picked it up and ran with it. And that's the power of this show. We have great guests with really great ideas. We have wonderful callers with just amazing ideas. And if any one of you out there can just implement these ideas in your town, in your city, in your state, then it is a model for the rest of the country and the world. That's why they're so scared of anyone standing up. That's why they want to make you feel powerless. And I had the idea of having the states, via the 9th and 10th Amendment, nullify the Patriot Act. And we couldn't get that done, so I said, how about counties and cities? And then other people picked up the idea, and over 800 cities and 4 states passed laws against the Patriot Act. And we stood up and said, no, this is unconstitutional. Then that gave moral support to courts who've stood up and said it's unconstitutional. Okay? And so it's always a struggle. The tyrant's always wanting your freedoms, and you're always having to stand up and secure those freedoms. Let's go ahead and talk. What does the Bill of Rights talk about? Well, we've gotten our country, we've gotten our Constitution. Now we need to secure that with this Bill of Rights. I mean, do you lock your house when you go out of town? Do you secure? Do you put your child in a safety seat in a car to try to secure them? Do you stop smoking cigarettes so you secure that you won't die of lung cancer? Again, you can't just go to the bar every day after work and get drunk and be free. There are crooks who will take over government that has the power to rob your butt. Let's go to Eric in California. You're on the air, Eric.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, long-time listener, sometime contributor. I'm not a Prison Planet member, but I do buy every one of your videos, and I do support your sponsors.
Thank you.
One of which, Gusset Jeans, and let me just tell you, after being a lifelong Levi's wearer, my boys couldn't be happier, if you know what I mean.
The Kikis are comfortable. Okay, so what else is on your mind, sir?
Hey, buddy, I was just awoken this morning, July 5th, 2010, to a police helicopter, and very untypically of this area, they were on the loudspeaker giving the description of an armed robbery suspect. But what it did is it finally dawned on me how badly the police state needs us. And let me just preface that by saying back when the legal immigration movement first started and there was those big demonstrations in L.A., if you remember those, I don't remember the year of that, but you remember when there was like 500,000 marching through L.A. and then we had the May 1st demonstration shortly after that. That's when I got involved. Well, in my town was one of few that got reported of any incidences of violence from the illegal immigrant population. And in my town, what they had to do is they had to pull from all different counties. They had to gather up about 400 goons, enforcers, to quell the riot. And I'll come back and finish up. But
yeah, finish up your point, and then we'll continue. But I'm going to try to finish up this caller quickly and then a few others because we're 2.5 hours in here, ladies and gentlemen, and I've covered quite a bit of news, but not as much as I want to. I want to get into the fact that the media is now admitting we're in a depression. and that our country's going to collapse.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. It is becoming painfully obvious the Washington bailout is running out of steam and the economy is showing signs of a double-dip recession. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Nikki Z., Doug Kaysen, David McElveen, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. Fallofamerica.net.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Okay, Eric in California, finish up your point.
Yeah, well, like I was saying, there was a small riot as soon as it got dark down here in my town, and they had to pull in resources from all the different cities throughout my particular county. My point being is the police state needs us. They need us to participate. And I'll tie this in with this. What's the big argument for cracking down on illegal aliens, you know, like in what they're proposing to do in Arizona? Their big argument is, well, the Hispanic community won't trust the police, and therefore they won't help us fight crime. This is another example of what I'm saying. They need us for this police state.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Those are really good points that you've made. The problem is people need to have their own judgment. If the police are asking for your help to find a missing child, that's a good thing. Or if they're asking for your help to go fight a forest fire, you should saddle up and do it. But through an emergency alert system that is to find missing children, now it's got anti-gun messages and just random messages about spying on your neighbor. So they always use something that sounds reasonable to then push a complete takeover of society. You'll also notice that the IRS will visit a Sacramento car cleaner, car wash, for a 4-cent unpaid ticket or 4-cent unpaid bill, and send armed officers, not once but twice, threatening to arrest them if they didn't pay the 4 cents. They hadn't even sent them a letter. But see, that's how they waste resources. Those on top know how to deploy them where they never actually stop any real crime. I mean, here's an article. Interpol asked web surfers to catch fugitives. Interpol has been caught in Europe with DynCorp, with Halliburton, with the UN, all over Eastern Europe, running the child kidnapping and the international prostitution. I mean, that's come out in government document after government document. Just Google UN caught kidnapping women and children in Europe. And you'll get BBC, you name it. And then read, Interpol comes up time and time again in there. So it says international police agency Interpol on Monday urged internet users to help track down hundreds of fugitives wanted for murder, rape, and sexual child abuse, and other serious crimes. Well, why don't they go arrest some of the people in their own department? Again, Interpol is the federal police of every nation in Europe. And when you go to a hotel, this has been going on for 30 years or more, in Europe, you are registered into the Interpol system. Everywhere you go is being watched. But this is done so the criminals that run the society can be protected. Let's say one of these criminals ripped you off or killed your wife, or and you're going to go to that European country next door to you. Say you're in Spain. You're going to go to Portugal. And this happens all the time. And they have a computer system that statistically will know, okay, this guy from Spain is coming to Portugal. Our actuaries, our analysis shows there's a 79% chance he's planning to do harm to this fellow that lives in Portugal. And they see you going from your city 500 miles away to a particular city in Portugal. And then when you get off the airplane or when you pull into your hotel, an hour later, there's a knock on your door. Why are you here? Why are you in Portugal? And so Interpol is mainly to make sure these globalists can commit their crimes and get away with it. I mean, large portions. This has come out in news report after news report. And some of them have been caught, of the European elite, are openly Satanists and are openly pedophiles. It's you don't get in the club. Like a lot of Republican congressmen, you've got to be gay. You know, that's kind of the club here. Or with Democrats, it's always been in, for some reason, to rape women. I don't know why, but it just keeps coming up. That's kind of the club. They like to slap women around. Bill Clinton likes to bite them while he rapes them, to hold them down. He bites them on the lips like a bulldog bites a bull. But that's what they do. And in Europe, it's pedophile run. And so anybody trying to get justice, Interpol is there to protect the pedophiles, period. And see, if you really want freedom, folks, you're going to have to actually go research what I said and find out. I didn't just say that to be shocking, okay? That's actually true. Okay? And 15 years of deep research, it's just everywhere. You could find that out in 5 minutes just doing a search about it. Here's what I'm going to do, okay, because I keep saying I'm going to get to the news, and then I don't. We're going to come back from break, and I'm going to give each caller about a minute and a half, plus they've been holding, clear out this phone board, and then I'm going to get to all this news instead of just eating around the edges. Because there's so much. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Study history. When good people lay around and become decadent, the worst elements take over. Okay? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives. But there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are back live. We need to get fired up for freedom. We need to defend the republic. We need to stay focused every day and realize this is a life and death situation. Not just for our own individual lives, but for the life of free humanity. Laura in Iowa, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening to you for 15 years. No kidding.
Wow.
And yeah, I've been listening to you since you first came out. And what I want to say is that why don't we separate, form our own colonies, join together, take America back, take what's ours back? Why are we going to just sit here and wait till the UN kicks in our door and hauls us off to a FEMA camp?
Well, where are we going to start a colony? How are we going to fund the colony? How are we going to stop secret agents from coming in to our colony that's open and infiltrating it and committing crimes and blaming it on us? I mean, they are openly setting up the secret police model all over the Western world. They have secret police now grabbing U.S., Canadian, and British citizens and putting bags over their heads on TV to send the message of, we will snatch you, we will grab you. Those cops are being trained to snatch and grab and then now openly take someone to a dungeon to be tortured and never seen again. They're actually promoting that on the news, and they started the snatching and grabbing part, and they're telling us torture's good. So, I mean, I'm not trying to poo-poo your idea, and it's kind of like the Free State Project, people moving to New Hampshire. And I'm all for people forming little communities, but now they're harassing the Amish using environmental rules to try to take their kids and take their land. I mean, I agree with you. That's a logical thing to do. The problem is there's nowhere to go.
Wow. It just sickens me. I'm like you. I'm up at night. I'm pacing around. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of them stripping away our freedom. I'm just tired of it.
Well, ma'am, we're going to win. We've got to educate people about who the globalists are and how their systems work and how they convert societies into tyrannies. And then we're going to wake people up. We're going to take back our Congress. They're going to try to stage terror attacks. They're going to launch new wars. But we've got to just realize their tricks, keep educating people about their tricks, and then bring them to justice. And it, because we don't have any other choice, it's going to have to be done. Anything else, Laura?
I just want to say that I highly respect you. I've been on your side for many years, and I've been on America's side even longer, and I just know that we will win in the end. And hang in there. Don't give up. I know you're discouraged because I can hear it sometimes in your voice. I get that way, too. But God bless America. Let's get her back.
Laura, thank you. You know, it's not that I'm discouraged. I'm intellectually pleased that we're gaining so much headway, but now I realize that the battle is joined and that the system is now taking our resistance serious. And I'm just every day more and more dumbfounded by how real this is. You want to think more of your fellow man and to just have everything we ever covered confirmed in triplicate. It's not a good feeling. I'm not happy I'm right. I wish I was a kook. I wish I was a conspiracy theorist. And I see people on the YouTube comment boards, and I see them on InfoWars and Prison Planet. You know, I made a video Friday about the economic implosion that's happening and how it's by design. And it was emergency SOS, America being taken over by offshore banks. And I saw about half the people commenting going, oh, shut up, conspiracy theorists. None of this is happening. There's no problem. You're trash. You're scum. They don't even have self-preservation instincts. I mean, everything I said in that 15-minute video that's had over 100,000 views is on the record now. World government. The UN wanting to scrap the dollar for a global SDR, private banks ruling us. I mean, I live in a republic. I rule myself. I am the sovereign. My ancestors, like your ancestors, created this country. And it's not perfect, but it's a lot better than some offshore swindlers who call themselves banks, this criminal ruling class, dominating me. I mean, I don't like being conquered. I mean, these people really openly are on the news saying we'll arrest any citizens we want and we'll torture them. And they're paying private contractors to throw bags over people's heads and throw them in vans all over the world. On the news, and the news reports it like it's, well, the police are letting private contractors arrest people. And it shows someone with a bag being thrown over their head and being drugged into a car. That's being done to acclimate everyone where cops and others just think it's normal. We're being lowered down into the acid right now. And it's going to make people wake up. But, I'm sitting there watching this war, this battle being joined. And I'm in the fight, but I'm also in like a general's perspective looking at it, and I'm just like, why did this have to happen? And I see these masses of people who aren't awake, and I care about them. I love them. I want them to have freedom. I want them to control their own destiny. I want them to not be slaves, and they're laughing at me, and I don't even get angry at them. They're pathetic. It makes me feel sick. You ever seen somebody do something bad that you're friends with or somebody you know, and it's like an embarrassed feeling? You feel embarrassed. I feel embarrassed. I guess overall, I just feel embarrassed how pathetic we are. But then I also know how great humans are, and the art, the literature, the bravery, the ingenuity. I just love humanity so much, and I know my children are part of humanity, and I want them to grow up and to have a good future, and I want my daughters to find good, loving, strong men who care about them and want to build them up. And I want my son to find a good woman to be his wife. And then I do think about, my God, I brought children into this world. But if I had it to do over again, I would, because I can't give up. But still, it freaks me out. I'm like, what in the world? Truth is so much stranger than fiction, as they say, and it's true. This is so bizarre. And it's all admitted. I mean, I knew in 1999 that they were putting microphones up everywhere with the NSA listening for keywords and recording it. I found the documents, found the reports. But it's in the news today. It's all over the news that, hey, guess what? Microphones have been put up to record you in malls and on the street and other places, and computers are going to be analyzing what you say. I mean, folks, they're admitting they ship in the drugs. They're admitting they run white slavery rings. They're admitting they got microphones listening to us. They're admitting they're arresting citizens and secretly detaining them and executing them before the laws even passed. I mean, this is bad. This is real bad. And see, in the past, I thought, well, they haven't killed me. They have threatened me and other things, but because they don't want to underline and highlight everything I've said. But more than that, they just think so little of you that they think there's nothing you're going to do about it. Because you don't see yourselves as leaders. You don't see yourself in a role of standing up. You wouldn't know how to stand up, they think. Because you expect everything instantly, they think. They think that you're weak-minded and shallow and that they can do these things. Now, they're starting to shift. They're starting to see that we've got a good chance of defeating them if people get a winning spirit. If people get a winning attitude and have the facts, if we're determined and they understand that I've got a lot of problems, but I am determined and I've had a lot of success against the enemy, and they know that people see that as a model of future success, and so they are scared of us. Yeah, there's our story from, what, 4 years ago. Government industry to use computer microphones to spy on 150 million Americans. That's from PrisonPlanet.com, September 6, 2006. By the way, where did that come from? Google put out a stinking press release, and I got called a kook by several newspapers for having Paul Watson write an article about it. And then now today, they come out and admit. I mean, do I have to explain to people that the government listening to you inside your house without a warrant is tyranny? I mean, just 4 years ago, Bush was strutting around on television at press conferences saying, I am not spying on the American people. These warrantless wiretaps are only for Al-Qaeda. And then, of course, it came out that there were hundreds of thousands of them, literally different mass wiretaps listening to tens of millions of Americans randomly, and that they had premeditatedly lied. Of course they did. Bush had that big, you-know-what-eating grin on his face. He enjoys it. It's funny to him. Bush sees you as an animal. He's a psychopath. He sees you as a piece of meat. That's why he'll even wipe his glasses on Clinton's coat, or he'll be on Jay Leno or on other shows. And, you know, before the show, a woman walks by to adjust somebody else's makeup, and he'll grab their dress and clean his glasses, because you're seen as a piece of tissue paper. He blows his snot into it and throws it in the trash. In fact, they found it so quickly. There he is, cleaning his glasses on her. And as soon as you get that, you know, people saying that's not happening in America, that's a conspiracy theory, that is you literally in a trance under mind control, rationalizing whenever you're faced with something that threatens you and that scares you, you just say, that's not true, that's not true, that's not real. Look, it's real, okay? It's so much more real, I can't even describe it to you. And for all of you out there, and a lot of it's a snowball effect. They admittedly have government psychological warfare databases of certain phrases and terms that they have discovered are effective with weak-minded people and the easily influenced. And you'll see these comments on YouTube and everywhere else, and you can even click on their handles and go to their websites, and a lot of times they admit they're in Army PSYOPs or they work for a big corporation in public relations. And they'll just come out and say, you know, none of this is true. You're a tinfoil hat wearer. And the simpler, the more mindless it is, the more effective it is. Until they're psychologically ready to roll out with it. They think you're acclimated and conditioned enough to go from, Alex is a crazy kook. There's no microphones put up in your town to listen to you. You know, this guy's a nut, to, yeah, we've put him out for over a decade, and we're also listening to you in your house. It's for your safety. And then those people that were saying I was a kook, they just go, well, of course we need microphones listening to us. Or they still keep lying and saying there is no article. I could sit here on TV with all the articles where they're admittedly listening to you, worse than 1984, and it's done to target you, the good people, and to know what you're up to and to know how to manipulate you. And it's known to see what economic decisions you're going to be making, because they put it into these big aggregators to then make decisions on how to better rape you, how to better manipulate you financially. And they admit that. The biggest way the NSA operates is they'll see a trend for, say, French bulldogs 5 years ago, and they'll just give that information to a select board of corporations, and then those corporations can use that data however they want. If they want to put a French bulldog on a lunchbox, knowing it'll sell easier, which gives them an unfair trade advantage. Or the way one NSA guy described it to me, the NSA doesn't know why, but strawberries start getting real popular, and everything's strawberry, strawberry, strawberries. Then they know how to preposition from that. They kind of boil it down in a simple way in V for Vendetta, where it shows these trucks driving around with dishes on the roofs, listening to what's happening in people's houses, which they actually really do have, with these acoustic microphones. And they go into the board meeting with the police, the FBI, and others, with the Big Brother fellow, and they say, the positive mention is down to a record level, down to below 40%. And they say, that's it. We've got to move now. We're in deep trouble. Once it drops between 40, it's all over. They are actually listening to you in your house. They know what you really think of the government. They know the majority of you know 9/11's an inside job. They know many of you are waking up about the poison in the water. They know you're waking up about the bankers being criminals. They know the majority of you know that the oil leak's a staged event. Okay, they know. They know. They know that we really do have 4 million web visitors a week. They know we really do have between 2 to 5 million radio listeners a week, depending on which week. They know it's exponentially growing. They're going to start a war, folks. They're going to blow oil wells. They're going to stage crises. They're going to stage mass shootings and blame it on patriots, all in an attempt to shut you up to go along with this. See, there's no more denial for those of you out there that are childlike. The government is listening to you. Google is the NSA. They are listening to you in your house and watching you with the camera built in. They are using your iPads, your iPhones. They are using all of the systems that are cell phone enabled. They are using everything to track you. It was designed to track you. They are completely criminal. If you're 38 years old or younger, they took your blood at birth and put it in a bioweapons database. I told you this 15 years ago. It's now admitted. This isn't a joke. There isn't time to screw around. Listen, cops. Listen, military. You are being poisoned. You have got to choose sides. And there's no decision. You're already on our side. You're already slated for extermination. Slow, soft kill extermination, getting more and more intense. The system's already tested how to roll out a new plague, have a celebrity lead the plague, and to make sure they manage the plague so that real cures and the real cause is never found. They already know how to make money out of killing you. This isn't a joke. This isn't a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. You've got to join us, bureaucrats. All of you people that go to these Ivy League universities that are taught you're the elite and the public's a bunch of scum. You're seen as scum as well. You're creating a hell planet all of you that work as bureaucrats or media people, all of you that hold this system up, the system is a meat grinder. The system is a wood chipper. And sure, they were putting the blacks in 50 years ago and you laughed at them, hearing them squeal. Now they've gotten up to you in the wood chipper. Are you going to continue to laugh about it? Are you going to continue to think you're a winner? Are you going to continue to think you're part of the winning team? You're not on the winning team in this predatory system. Killing millions of innocent Arabs isn't funny. The troops growing opium in Afghanistan isn't funny. All of this will come back on us and is coming back on us. The globalists hate you, the American people, much more than they hate the Arabs. Why are they killing the Arabs? Because they have courage and they're independent and they have big families. And they're certainly not perfect and have a lot of cultural problems as well. Everybody does. But they are killing them because they're red-blooded, folks. They're taking them over so they can be exterminated to the soft-kill weapons. They don't have fluoridated water, folks. Okay, they still are red-blooded. They are domesticating you to kill you. They are domesticating you ahead of your orderly extermination. This is not a drill. More calls, and the whole last hour will be news.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My pillow for the rest of your life.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Gil in Texas, thank you for holding. You're on the air. Good to talk to you.
It's been a long time since I've spoken to you, Alex. My God, what can you say? I mean, I saw that segment where they actually have the troops protecting the poppy fields. Effectively, that's going to bring poison right here to this country. We have our troops protecting the poison that's going to poison our own people. Isn't that crazy?
And they put it in our face. This is the PSYOP. They admit everything now. They're now all over the news today. I saw no fewer than five mainstream reports saying, yes, microphones have been put up to listen to you. We called them gunshot detectors, but we're really recording you. And NSA software is tracking everything you do. I mean, this is incredible.
We had no security out here where I live. But now we have nighttime security in a vehicle with a pretty yellow flashing lights. I imagine they have the ability to listen in on the conversations in and around our apartment. They found tar balls on Crystal Beach now here in Texas. And they're not wanting to admit or confirm that it's possibly from the BP oil spill. There's just so much going on. I had a vision, I hope it's not true, of blood in the skies here on the Gulf Coast. And
so you're down there by Galveston, and you're seeing tar balls coming up.
I'm near the boot. I'm actually in southeast Texas, Beaumont, Port Arthur, Orange area. Port Neches, where Tex Mars is hails from in that area. In fact, I can spit and hit Port Neches from where I'm from. And, they're saying they're having tar balls wash up on Galveston Island, the beach. And then, you know, of course, the Coast Guard is in with the industrial complex. They're not going to admit that it's possibly from that spill. I'm hearing rumors also that this thing is far beyond what they're willing to admit, that it's probably a lot worse. And,
well, first they said it was 5,000 barrels a day, then it was 10, then 20, then 30, then 50,000 barrels a day. So they've lied so much, I don't think anyone even knows. But we do know from the satellite and aircraft photos that most of the oil, since it's coming up from 5,000 feet under the water, is in underwater plumes. And so most of the oil hasn't even gotten to the surface. And as the Gulf heats up in late summer to the temperature of a bathtub, as it does every year, as it takes, again, all summer for it to get hot, it's such a large body, but once it gets hot, it gets really hot, that all that oil is then going to come up, because when it's cold, for some reason, it causes it to stay lower in the water, and it's going to off-gas all those gases. And so this is just horrible. And, the reports I've seen are that Hurricane Alex did blow in a lot of that oil, and that some of it had drifted over towards Texas, and it's unconfirmed whether or not that's from that oil spill or some other spill, because when everybody's busy watching this spill, other oil companies don't have to be as careful. Anything else?
Oh, Project Swift Fox. What's the latest? You're hearing anything? There's some people on the Internet saying that maybe at 48 hours after the 4th, they might slowly start implementing this mass evacuation of the Gulf Coast, probably including my area as well.
I don't know. There's a lot of speculation and unfortunately no facts. I tried to open the phones up for whistleblowers, and we got some interesting info, but nothing specific. I would imagine they're going to start trying to evacuate people if they do, when that main oil comes ashore, being pushed by hurricanes coming into the Gulf. We'll continue to track it, Gil. All right, here's Gil, thank you. We got to go to break here. Good to hear from you. God bless. And we'll pray for you down there on the Texas coast, but especially those in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida being the heaviest hit. And, of course, the Florida Keys, the main body of oil in those currents is being directed out towards the Keys. We're going to come back with the fourth and final hour. I will cover news and then back to your calls. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.